Simple and lightweight code. When you make your modules tiny, your code base is sure to become shiny. So as long as you know what comes next, programming is not complex. But corporate programming is twisted. You should write for yourself instead. Build a tiny little outfit and let it work for your own benefit. Ineffective education will take your money, and corporate job is not your nanny. They'll replace you as soon as they can. They want a robot, not a human. When programming on your own, you are always in your zone. Just like you can't really learn what you are told, you can't write code just to be sold. Your own programs will always be pretty. You are, after all, building your own city. To make sure all the streets connect, you have to be the only architect. The process of writing your code must also be a simple and straightforward road. You can't jump in the middle where the code base turns into a riddle. Once you have everything planned, start writing a simple OS command and add a few more to create a solid floor. Encode a tiny reverse proxy-like server, because a uniform API surface is a real time saver. You must use relational tables for your data, as these will quickly move you out of beta. The column names must be a work of art. Keep your database tidy and smart. Make a new HTTP server for the GUI, but think of it as just a client to your API. Build many clients as you experiment. Code all kinds of ways to your own merriment. Know that even the universe is a tree. Everything is a nested category. To put that in a table, think in edges and nodes, and you will never run out of roads. Write more commands to manage your tree. Keep your components loose and free. Think of your app as living in a virtual desktop, and give it a command to start and stop. Think of the strange desktop as your root, and you can listen to branch changes to boot. UI state management is impossibly hard, and you have to stay always on guard. Best way is to give your users a tiny DB and then synchronize tables in a way that you can actually see. But you know, synchronization conflicts will still arise, so distributed state is neat, but not very wise. If you just hammer one source of truth, you won't waste your time or youth. Make backups, but have those CPU cores glow red, and make sure the database never goes dead. Just keep all the code lightweight, and keep writing simple commands and automate. To practice for success, begin by writing a WikiWiki file system without stress, and allow code to execute in your articles. Think of it as system particles. You are making a code editor, always a win, and beneath, crafting a secure WikiWiki little code bin. Now, your code base is comments first, and your app will not be cursed. Now, let your articles nest and create a universe as a test. And now, you can work on 100 apps and easily generate their maps. This is your laboratory and beginning of your whole story. Only in experiment can you really find your big app. And here you can easily divide winners from scrap. Remember to use simple commands and a nested tree, so that your vision is never obscured and you can always see. You know, this system is a take on ancient philosophy that works really well, so you might as well give your commands a proper shell.